This is Dr. Lee Tikering, history physical, patient named Janet, J-A-N-E-T, Gray, G-R-A-Y, place, future care, Charles Village, data service, 2/25/2024, Charles Village, initial history and physical, history of present illness. This is a 72-year-old female. Was admitted to John Hopkins Bayview Medical Center. Patient has a known history of gastric bypass, internal hernia, status post exploratory laparotomy in 2019, bowel ischemia in 2022, status post resection, gastric perforation, open wound to the anterior abdominal wall, hypertension, hypothyroidism. She presented on February 11 with abdominal pain to the emergency room. Patient was evaluated in the ED. Because of her abdominal pain, she also has a dark stool, decreased poor oral intake, fatigue, and drainage from her chronic abdominal wound. And she was also noted to be hypotensive. BP was 90/60. CT finding similar to prior dilated fluid power loops, hemoglobin 5.5, creatinine 2.08. Patient was admitted with acute and chronic abdominal pain and history of ischemic bowel disease due to presentation with a low blood pressure and discharge from the abdominal wound. She was started on IV cefepime, vancomycin, and metronidazole. However, patient is hemodynamically remained stable. She was given IV hydration, CT abdomen, pelvis has done, no sign of infection, no UTI symptom, general surgery consulted, and they trim, T-R-I-M-M-E-D, trim mesh, M-E-S-H, around the edges of her wound so that edges were no longer exposed. After this, she reported abdominal pain was improving, blood and urine culture negative, antibiotic discontinued. Suspected purulent discharge was actually hydrogel stuck in the mesh, constipation, and also anal fissure and hemorrhoid. Local care was done because of periodic pain in the hemorrhoidal area. GI consulted and they recommended Flexig and EGD. EGD demonstrated a healing and clean marginal ulcer and gastrojejunal anastomosis, healing ulcer. Flexig demonstrated anal fissure and multiple grade 3 internal hemorrhoid with erythema and blood. For GI, the rectal pain is most likely because of anal fissure and hemorrhoid, H. pylori negative. GI recommended do not give steroid, give PPI, monitor CBC-BMP, and prevent constipation. Outpatient follow-up colonoscopy if needed. CKD, given IV hydration, was monitored, slowly stabilized. Anemia at presentation, suggestion of internal bleeding, improved hypothyroidism, maintain a levothyroxine. Patient had a depression. She was maintained on Prozac and dose increased to 40 milligram daily. Blood pressure was stabilized and PTOT done, and subsequently patient sent to subacute rehab. Today, when I saw the patient, no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, has some irritation of the anterior abdominal wall wound seen with the nurse in present. No discharge noted when I saw the patient. Past medical history. Number one, gastric bypass. Number two, internal hernia, status post exploratory laparotomy. bowel ischemia, stratifocal resection in 2022, gastric perforation, open wound to deep abdominal wall, hypertension, hypothyroidism, chronic abdominal pain, hemorrhoid, inner fissure, anemia, hypothyroidism, medication upon discharge, ferrosulfate 325 mg BID, fluoxetine 10 mg, 3 capsule, once a day, lidocaine, apply daily for the pain area, pediatric multivitamin, one daily, Xylem PSYLLUM, 2 wafer daily, Lansoprazole, 30 mg daily, Melatonin, 6 mg daily, Oxycodone, 2.5 mg every 4 hour PRN, Tylenol 650, twice a day PRN, Amlodipine 10 mg daily, Vitamin C 250 mg twice a day, Biscardel Rectal Suppository, 1 daily PRN for constipation, Vitamin D 1000 units daily, Cyanocobalamin 500 mcg daily, Diltiazem / Lidocaine 2% / 5% cream 3 times a day, Colace 50 mg daily, Folic Acid 1 mg daily, Levothyroxine 150 mcg daily, Loperamide for diarrhea if needed, PRN, Miralax 70 mg daily for constipation, Seneca daily, Smithicon 80 mg 3 times a day. Through a system, headache, dizziness, and sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, and chest pain, GI, and vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, gentle union, no hematuria, neuron syncope, physical pain is awake, alert, 20 times 3, cooperative, blood pressure, 120 over 76, pulse 78, temperature 96.6 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 99%. Hydramic, namukhalic, isonectaric, no urinary discharge, no acceptable activity, chest non tender, lungs clear, heart SMS2, abdomen soft, non tender, balsam positive, chronic abdominal wall wound, resting but no discharge noted, extremities, no cough tenderness, neuro awake, alert, re entry time 3 to 4. Your system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, chest pain, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, pain and ache, gentle union, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope. Physical exam has done. Assessment, patient is admitted to subacute rehab. Multiple medical problems, the recent hospitalization with deconditioning. Next line, status post recent GI bleed. Next line, severe anemia. Next line, hypothyroidism. Next line, inner fissure and hemorrhoid. Next line, constipation. Next line, empirically treated for abdominal wound. Antibiotics has been completed, no more needed. Next line, status post EGD and flex sigmoidoscopy. Clean marginal ulcer noted, healing at gastrojejunal anastomosis area. Blood noted on flex sigmoidoscopy with hemorrhoid and inner fissure. Hypertension currently stable, depression currently stable. Plan of care will continue all her current medication, PTOT.